Militants prevent aid from getting to famine victims in Africa. Landslides in India take a toll on ministry. And we'll talk to a mission education group focused not on the three R's, but on the three A's. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While almost 13 million people are on the brink of starvation in the Horn of Africa, relief agencies are frustrated. It's not because they don't have the food. It's because Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist groups are preventing the aid from getting to the most needy. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Somalia is the biggest challenge.
The Al-Shabaab militant Islamic group has made it a stated goal to completely rid the country of Christians. They literally are hunting down Christians, and anyone who is thought to be a Christian or rumored even to be a Christian is a potential target.
Despite the threats, World Concern is working along the border, says Chris Shea.
It's heartbreaking knowing that people who are really suffering and dying cannot receive help, cannot get any aid, and the only way that they can get support is to walk.
Some are walking hundreds of miles. Shea says they're sharing their faith as they help. Funding is needed for their work. Next, monsoon rains and landslides have put a stop to ministry in one northern state in India. Uttarakhand has experienced almost a week of endless rains, which have led to devastating landslides. Six people have died in neighboring Uttar Pradesh. Gospel for Asia reports that missionaries have been unable to conduct ministry meetings or reach villagers due to the weather, and much has been destroyed. Pray for people to cling to Christ and for ministry to continue soon. You're listening to Mission Network News. Malaria kills more children in Uganda than HIV/AIDS or war, according to reports from the Uganda Ministry of Health. Due to the growing demand for medical services, AMG International launched two medical clinics in Igamba and Bugangi. In the case of both facilities, they're the only medical care for miles around. The services they provide allow them to share the hope of Christ. However, both are operating at a significant monthly deficit. Can you help? Links at our website will point you the way. Meanwhile, when it comes to school, straight A's are best, right? Well, that's what Worldwide Christian Schools is going for with their educational care program launch in Uganda.
We try to make it very affordable, accessible, and very applicable.
That's Worldwide's Dale Dealman. He explains.
Educational care is a six-module program, and the teachers go through each module with about 6 months or so in between to work on an action plan that they develop after each module.
Many teachers in Uganda haven't had the chance for any formal training, but it's much more than a standard training conference. The training is biblically grounded and focused on the teacher.
It's something that really begins to stick over time and becomes part of who they are. They can move from school to school, and this will be part of their DNA.
And after a week of worship and workshops, the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students World Assembly in Poland is over. After meeting with student ministries from all over the world, University Christian Fellowship staff say they're inspired. University's Tom Lin says,
we've learned a lot about ways to gather students, ways to reach out to students, and grow student work even when not allowed on campus.
Eric Raftery, who's starting an university chapter in Nebraska, met two students who's each leading 1,000 others in their countries.
After seeing that picture, that's really what I want for my students, to carry leadership like that on their campus and have a bigger vision for the whole world.
University President Alec Hill says ultimately,
I think it's our interconnectedness with a global Christian community, that there are student workers in Mozambique, in Peru, in Singapore, who, though they look different and they have different languages, we are one in sharing the gospel and building Christian community among students and faculty.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India or Nepal from Global Action. If you've never been there before and your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India or Nepal to distribute blankets to those in need in the winter months. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.